Hey guys, it's Sherri Ann Richardson from Experimental Homesteader. Today we're going to be talking about joining a prepper community. Doesn't matter if it's online or offline, but you really need to be part of some type of prepper community. Prepper communities are great for keeping you informed about upcoming possible events, as well as teaching you things you may not know about survival prepping. A lot of these communities have newsletters and in-person events that you can go to where you can learn a lot of different skills. A lot of them are not that expensive to join. You know, maybe one of them I belong to is $25 a year. There are some that are $8 to $10 a month. It just depends on which ones you choose. There are many people who join these communities and have plans to build homestead communities near one another. This really helps you to have people near where you live that can come together and help in the event of a short or long-term disaster. You might want to use a pin name on the form or in person and never give out your locations or specifics until you get to know. What you need to remember is every time you share information with others, it puts you at risk for having your supplies stolen. Now, obviously, if you're going to work together, you need to get to know one another and you need to trust one another. But again, you don't necessarily have to give all of your information out the first time you meet somebody. That's never a good idea. Get together, learn about each other. You know, find out how close to each other you live, become friends and good friends. If you're doing all the sharing of the information, then you need to stop and think about that, because if they're not sharing any information back, you know, they could just be there to find out who has supplies in their area, find out who they can rob in the event of a situation. The people that I have met through the events that I have gone to have all seemingly been good people, people who were interested in actually prepping and actually creating community. I've met a lot of other authors of prepping and survival books. I've met a lot of other speakers. I mean, obviously, some organizations have a better reputation than others. So, you know, as with anything, don't give it all away. But get to know the people. Find out who in that group you can trust. Even if they do start sharing things, pay attention. Are they actually just sharing information that maybe they've read online, or, you know, that they've picked up someplace, or are they actually sharing real information? Jeffrey's here. We're talking about joining online and offline prepper communities. Mm-hmm. You have anything to say? He has nothing to say.
I'm still working on feeding the kids.
Yeah, he's still working on getting all the animals fed. So, like I said, use common sense, use some caution, get to know people, especially in an online community. Sometimes when you're online, it's hard to tell. I know that I run a homesteading and prepping community over on Facebook that all of you are welcome to join. We have a lot of people join. Sometimes people won't talk. Sometimes they will send a message to me directly, but they don't want to post in the group. I completely understand that. But it is a good group to be there to ask general questions to find out general information. But these people that... And I'm not saying I would never do this, because I have certainly shared some things. But if you have a 600 square foot room and it is stocked floor to ceiling with supplies, you might really not want to share that. If you're buying, I don't know, freeze-dried butter, and you want to know if this is a good deal, or you want to know, has anybody used this? Those are okay things, because maybe nobody knows, did you buy it, did you not buy it? If you want to know how to use freeze-dried food, or dehydrated food, you know, those kinds of questions where maybe you have it, maybe you don't. Those are all great things you can learn from being part of an online or offline community, you know, prepper community. That's exactly what they are there for. It's not to brag about what all you have. So, like I said, think about that. Sometimes finding those kind of organizations in your local area is a little bit more difficult. I know that we don't have one in the county that I live in that I'm aware of, but we do have one in the state, and we do have several in that are one state away from where we are. So Kentucky seems to have a lot of prepper and homesteader communities. Indiana, not so much. But that doesn't mean that one couldn't pop up here. And I've been asked to start one. So that might be another thing that you could think about. If you can't find one, maybe you want to start one. But again, be careful of who is in your community. Watch out for those troublemakers. If you end up with a troublemaker in the community, if you run it, you can block them if it's an online community. You can ask them to leave if it's a in-person community. They could cause you a little bit of trouble, but you could still, you know, we don't want you in our group. If you're just a member, the best thing that you could do is just, you know, maybe block them online. If it's an in-person group, talk to the people that run the group. If they're not willing to do anything, you might want to reassess if you want to be part of that group, or you might just decide that, you know, you're not going to have anything personally to do with that person. So again, these are all very personal decisions and things to think about. But having that community there to help you if something long-term or short-term should happen is very beneficial, because none of us are going to have every skill that we need. Having people that have other skills is the best way to survive, especially a long-term situation if you have to, because working together as a community is a lot easier than going it alone. So I think that's it for me today. Have a great night.